so we got to see what the legislature does on time recovery, what goes.
We don't really have a team.
You don't have a page?
We literally am handed out as what's going to work on, but.
Use that one.
Use the one you made.
Not the one, yeah, don't use.
Currently in county wide, I mean, for the fiscal current employees in county wide, so if there's a special management.
Okay, it looks like it's after 9 o'clock.
Get those trains running on time.
I know, we'll get there. We'll go ahead and get started. This is our first budget session for the 16-17 fiscal year. So welcome everybody. And, this is the man, have a seat. I'm going to turn it over to her. This is okay.
Well, I handed out a couple items, and I think since Mike is here and really kind of more concerned about the CIP discussion, let's just start with that if you're okay with that. The copy I handed to you is kind of some review of some changes for this current fiscal year and next fiscal year based on my review of the draft budget that I went through. So that's why, Lucy, I said don't use what's out there right now. And so everyone but Alyssa should have a highlighted copy starting on page 6. I ran out of time highlighting, and I didn't want to use a color copier. So I'm going to just ask you to go to page 6. Again, you'll remember projects that hit the CIP do so if there are new construction or building maintenance over or new project over $25,000 or equipment over $75,000. Four types of projects: equipment, new construction, new project, maintenance, and then I'm embarrassed to say I forgot the fourth one. Modification of an existing project. So what I've done is I actually spoke with Mike yesterday kind of at length about some of the projects that are in the current in the draft CIP, but then some other items that I saw through my budget review. So let's just start with Hickory Grove.
Dan, before we start, can we just be sure that we're really clear on what we're doing here and why we're starting here? And it is, as I understand it, we're not looking to approve anything here. What we're looking for here is all of these items either are in the budget or we're going to discuss them being in the budget. And this is just supposed to be the heads up for all of us that these items are coming and gives us a kind of a first whack at the big ticket items. Mm-hmm.
And then once the budget's adopted, I will bring this back in March for the final approval by the Board of Supervisors as finally amended and everything. So the notes really are on the left-hand side, and I won't read those. Possible additions and modifications, I've built those in already, and those are the highlighted portions. Hickory Grove Sewer, it's actually two phases. Phase one is this current fiscal year. The budget includes $190,000 for this current fiscal year. And Mike, you can jump in at any time. And talking to Mike yesterday, it's highly that the $190,000 is highly dependent on Country Living or the mobile home park to the north being a party and entering into agreement with Central Iowa Water, because the design as set forth now incorporates that into the overall sewage management system. If they can't reach an agreement, and they have not reached an agreement, they'll have to go back to the drawing board and redesign the system, and that would result in increased costs. So that's why that current fiscal year may need to be bumped up to $300,000. And you want to jump in on the timing? The discussion on the timing?
That was the question I was going to ask you. If taking that as a foreseeable possibility, and then they had to go back in and restructure, does that mean that the delay for moving the project forward now would end up having some of it shifted to the next fiscal year?
So, I told Leanne yesterday, it really depends on how fast the Country Living Manor can come to an agreement with Central Iowa Water. At this stage, everything can still move forward for this fiscal year. Of course, the manor's problem is cash flow, and so they're working out a financing system with Central Iowa Water. And if those parties can come to an agreement, then we can move forward as budgeted and have that 190, actually it'll be a little less than that, 175, spent this FY.
In 17?
In 16.
In 16, okay.
If that does not happen, then we're back to the drawing board, and then the project has to get redesigned.
But then we don't spend the 190 that we've got budgeted this year.
It's debatable. It's still possible.
That is more, though.
It's still possible. But if it goes back to design, then we don't know what that cost is going to be. That means we take the mobile home court out of the picture.
Right.
They were in for $100,000. So we take them out, so then we're looking more like around the 300 range. But since the design has to change, we don't know that cost figure yet.
Okay. Well, but explain why the design would have to change. I mean, basically because it's just one entity is not hooking into it, isn't it?
But the current design is cost $275,000.
Right.
And that includes storage at the Country Living Estates.
So
it will refurbish one of the lagoons there and then use that for storage. With them out of the picture, then we have to come up with that storage elsewhere.
Okay, I got you. Now, the other, and maybe this is not for this discussion, but it's something in your discussion with the Mobile Home Park. If there's a cash flow issue and they can't work out an agreement payment-wise with the water, are they considering going to a lending institution to take some type of a loan, which would benefit them keeping on a timely, you know, as it?
Yeah, I haven't had that discussion with them. I'm not sure.
Because I know we as a county wouldn't want to be in a position to subsidize it, something like that. But that's where I thought they could look for another lending institution to assist them.
Right.
Okay. All right.
So for 16, we'll leave the 190 alone. We hope it works out. We hope it works out more like 175. But then if that doesn't work out, we're going to have to come back to 17 and think about another 110. Is that in a nutshell what I'm hearing?
Correct.
And maybe more so if you just want to focus on phase 1 and 17. I'll get to that when we get to phase 17.
Okay.
There's two phases in the project. Then going down to the very bottom, the Hickory Grove Campground. That one's okay. The design is $100,000.
We're still working out that design cost. We're still working out a contract with an engineering firm. And so we don't have a real solid number yet. It may come down from that 100.
Right.
But leave it alone. That's an error on my part.
Go that's the design, page. And then the actual work is the 500.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Next page. The Hickory Grove Shoreline Erosion Project. That project has been budgeted well underway. For whatever reason, we've just never had it in the CIP to be consistent with the strategic plan, the C2C plan, every other plan we have on the books. We need to add that in. So that's a two-year project, this current fiscal year and next fiscal year. So that's just a new project. Dakin's Lake, same thought process. We have a final project completion cost of $78,000. Get that through just to be continuous.
And on that, that's retainage. I mean, that's what we have yet balance on the project. We've exhausted TIF, and so we're not expecting any additional ask for that.
Okay.
That will come out of conservation reserve or trust fund.
Yep.
And then the last one on this page is the well field buyout. We've made a very great investment with that. I did highlight on the left-hand side, purchase of body cameras. When the sheriff was here, was it a couple months ago? There was some direction, but it really wasn't really clear at that point whether or not we wanted to add it, if the purchase was going to be at this fiscal year or if it was going to be next fiscal year. That would be something to add in. I'll work with Lisa to get the total cost.
That was what we
asked. Dollar amount. We're trying to figure out equipment. All under capital improvement. Dollar amount, it sure does.
Dollar amount, it does. But
as equipment.
As an aggregate.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now we're looking at by release on it, and it's on the agenda for next time. To a public hearing for release.
And well, we ran by the motor graders through CID, right?
I'll just wait till next week to get the lease because I'll have the amount on it then. So that would be added. Anything on fiscal year 16, current fiscal year? Anything else I've missed? Okay, Glenn, fiscal year 17. Going back to the Hickory Grove Campground project. We have the shower project. The design is $100,000, and then the overall project is $500,000. So this... that initial highlight is okay. I was actually, before I talked to Mike yesterday, I thought it was $500,000 altogether.
Right.
But it's actually $600,000 altogether. Go down to secondary roads, building improvements, the rolling shed. The budget asking is actually $365,000, so we'll need to change the estimated amount on the CIP. And then the Prairie Rail Trail Extension construction. We have the planning in the current fiscal year, but we didn't have year two built into it, the actual construction. This is a little bit unique in that this is actually part of the urban renewal area too. For next fiscal year, there's $155 odd identified in the urban renewal, the TIF fund for this project. The conservation actually requested... what did...
325.
How much?
325.
325. Yeah, so that actually asking should be lowered since we have the funding already set aside and identified through the TIF. So that would actually be $224,725. That would be under conservation. Yeah, 224,725. Is that clear?
Where were you saying the 224 to come from?
To be determined. There's a grant pending right now.
Yesterday we submitted a grant to SRCTA.
Okay.
For that amount.
Okay.
We'll know, we'll have a pretty good idea in February.
So then if we don't get that, we've already committed 155. If we don't get that, we would have to consider whether to come back in and pay the other 225 or not.
Correct. And we've actually committed the 155 plus what we budgeted through general fund in FY16, which was 60.
Okay. For the plan.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
The overall project cost on that, including planning, is 440.
And we've done 60 and 155 of that 440, and we're hoping to get a grant for the rest. But if we don't, then we've still got those original dollars out there. We got to figure out what we're going to do.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Next page, adding the Hickory Grove Sewer Phase 2. And this is where this will have to be flexible depending on what happens with the mobile home park and the design. Because Phase 2 is connecting to Oriole Lodge and the maintenance shop. And that's at a cost of $95,000. And that is requested in next fiscal year's budget to your conservation.
But we're going to have to connect those two regardless of what happens further down the line.
Yes.
Right? Regardless of what the design is, whether Country Estates is in it or not, we're still going to have to come back in and connect these two, and what the design is further down the line shouldn't impact what we do up the line.
Correct.
So,
up the line has, the whole thing has already been, quote, designed for loads with all of the build out, with the phase two, et cetera, and there would actually be a phase three later on.
Right.
So,
but
yeah,
phase two, so I understand that phase one could change depending on what happens in the negotiation with the Country Estates.
Correct.
But that shouldn't have any impact other than timing,
correct,
any impact on phase two.
Correct.
Okay.
Other than you, if you want to pay, if it's delayed till next fiscal year, phase one, if you want to pay for both phase one, or the, have the capacity to pay for both phase one and phase two next fiscal year, it's the only thing that could be impacted.
Right, but if it gets delayed, we've got 190 sitting this year that we could just carry over to next year. Right? So the big one to me is the 110 that I've got in my mind if the deal with Country Estates doesn't work out.
Correct.
Shouldn't affect the 95 one way or another.
Correct.
Okay.
Then the next two are West 190th Bridge Replacement and 660th Avenue Bridge Replacement. This is, for whatever reason, I'll get to when I get to planning here shortly, too. We've not incorporated the bridge and road improvements. And I think with the paving and Grant Avenue being in here, we need to be consistent. It goes back to the goals and the objectives, too. And so these are, they match what are in Darren's request. I don't have the potential funding sources identified yet, though. That'll come through a budget review. Any questions on that page? Next page, again, the Hickory Grove Shoreline Extension Project, the second part of it, next fiscal year. Dakin's Lake Toilet, or Vault Toilet, which I have no clue what that is, but that... An extension.
You don't really, really need to say when you're going to the bathroom, right?
Where to store the grass.
There you go. Rough neighborhood up there.
That's a $50,000 item, so it's above that $25,000 threshold.
All right, I'll buy it. What is a vault toilet?
No running water. It's a pit latrine.
Okay.
Except it's an all concrete prefab unit, ventilated unit. Lots of campgrounds and parks have them. We don't want to run water or sewer over there. And this is, instead of the porta potties that we've been using, this is the next step up.
So it has to be pumped.
It would have to be pumped. Yep. Yep.
What's in the baths?
This would go on the
So this is the other side of the lake. We've got to have something, either a porta potty or do something like
right.
this, which is just a really, really nice. It's not a porta potty. It's a really, really nice concrete
right.
version.
Right.
The modern outhouse is what it is.
And so was there much of a difference in estimated cost between maintaining a porta potty versus this model?
This would be an initial cost.
Yeah, but I think the ongoing maintenance is less for this than a porta potty.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Because once this is in, I get it as a problem.
Right.
Okay.
The next item is core switch replacements through IT.
Say that again.
Core switch replacements.
Right.
There are two that are needed. This is kind of that, basically how... I understood what Barb said to me. I'm not sure I totally understood it, but it's the bones that make sure that our servers run and everything. I mean, if those fail, we're done.
Sure.
So replacing those two items. And then Jordan Acres land acquisition through conservation. I might have that amount wrong. It's $100,000.
Yep.
And this is a grant, right?
Yes.
Grant funding. And is it possible to move that to this fiscal year?
I'm waiting on the answer there.
So that's one item that could possibly occur yet this fiscal year. And so if that would do, obviously it would be changed accordingly.
It's an in and out.
Yeah, money coming in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next page, sensitive areas inventory update, $75,000. It's kind of the first really big project come out of the C2C plan that will be adopted in June. It's contractual work, but it's planning work. And hindsight being 2020, we really should have put the C2C plan in this. But I think we didn't just because it was over a two-year period and we're still new at putting the CIP in. But
what feels to me like, so we're adding a bunch of things that we're already doing that for whatever reason didn't run through the C2C, through the CIP. So it seems to me like we're just trying to more clearly define what the CIP is and what runs through it.
And then the tandem truck purchase through secondary roads, there's a request for that of $230,000. Just like we did the motor graders, this equipment purchase needs to run through the CIP. And then I highlighted, I may or may not on your copies, animal shelter on the left-hand side. At some point, we have Story County. You all need to have a very kind of a interesting discussion on what occurs, where animal shelter is located, what costs are associated with that, are we going to maintain ongoing rental agreement, purchase buildings, build, whatever. So I didn't know if that was something that planning or whatever should be built into next fiscal year, or if it's just we leave it out there instead, as we know it's there and cognizant of it, and go forward. So those are the changes based on the review. There's nothing for the next 3 fiscal year or 4 fiscal years either. Those, unless something wants to be kicked down the road. Like, it does include the Justice Center project still. That's still included this fiscal year and next fiscal year. And then the Iowa State Research Park is both this fiscal, current fiscal year, next fiscal year, and possibly have to add to the following fiscal year, too. And but we would address that next year. Any question? And I'll say this, too. I think once the C2C plan is adopted, there may be additional projects that come out of that, and likely the KUBCOG as well. But those would be implemented. We'd be, have those plenty of time to implement through next year's CIP and not worry, about incorporating those at this time.
Are there the last one on the Justice Center project? Just listed for 2018. Are there potential things either the design phase or wherever that need to be done prior to the actual construction part of that? And I guess part of my reason for asking this question is how solid are we on the commitment that something is going to need to be done regarding the building security and those improvements in that particular area? Because either way you look at it, dollars are going to have to be set aside, whether it's fine recovery dollars currently that's there now and any other ongoing expense. And the theory that I'm asking us to think about is, it's just like we've done in some years, at least correctly here, would be either a reserve designated type additional dollars over the next year or two to get us closer to the actual cost. And that's just a part of the discussion that I'm not sure exactly where this project all fits in as we move forward.
Mm-hmm. Wayne, the study and planning work is part of next fiscal year's.
Okay.
It's on page 8. But that being said, we know that some work has already been occurring and has been. It's been on CIP for the past 2 years.
A continuation
of the project. But we did kind of repackage it with the CIP. Initially, it was security for and consolidation the county attorney's office space. Through this year's CIP request, we had received a number of requests from the sheriff's office that made the team look at the CIP, take a step back and say, okay, we can't make changes here without affecting here and vice versa, so let's put this all as one large project. And that's why it's now the Justice Center project.
So part of the rationale that I'm asking us to be thinking about in terms of prioritization, looking at some of the major things that we've got to do and decide what priority that's going to hold, and that in turn almost determines applying funding towards meeting that. Mm-hmm. And that's a later discussion, but I think.
Well, I think you're dead on, Wayne, but it's two separate parallel issues. First one was the work that we already did on security and county attorney consolidation in the Justice Center. And so we got to the end of that work, and we basically had a plan that we were ready to finalize and move into construction this year. And then two things happened. One, the state, in its infinite wisdom, decided to farm out the collection of some of that to an out-of-state for-profit company. Not that I'm bitter at all, but... And so then we didn't know what our funding mechanism was going to look like for it. And then the second thing that happened is the CIP... started to notice that there were other major requests coming in from the Justice Center, and the conversation was had that well, it doesn't make sense to do a $2 million project and then come back and a year later do a $900,000 project when both are going to dramatically impact the Justice Center when we need to put the whole thing together. And so what we came back with is we said, okay, let's use this year while we figure out what the funding streams look like. Right? The state's going to have another swipe at this thing. I'm positive they're going to discuss it again. Secondly, we're starting to see positive things, actually, from our fines recovery program. We're pretty close to on budget, aren't we?
Yeah.
On fines recovery. So if we haven't noticed a dramatic impact like we were afraid we were going to see, but what we get an opportunity to do now is kind of open the whole onion and say, hey, how many layers are there to this thing? And if we're going to take out the whole entrance of that place, because that's what we're talking about building, how is all of this going to fit together? How are we going to do this? If we're doing a project where we've got to move our inmates for however amount of time, let's do it one time. Let's don't do it three times. And so this year, as I see it, is all about the consolidation of all of those different things that need to occur in what is approaching, what, it's a 15-year-old building now? Especially some areas is really used hard, right? We've got some things we're going to need to do. Now let's take a step back and see what all those things are and then put together a plan that makes the most sense for getting them done, which actually lines up pretty well with that parallel track that says how are we going to pay for all this, which I hope is primarily fines recovery.
Okay, thank you.
Just one, I'm just going to add one quick note on that sensitive areas inventory and back up to that. $75,000, it's in Conservation's FY17 request. During our work session, I was going to come forward and say, well, I'd like to split that out and make that a 2-year project. It's possible that some of that could move forward into 16. Otherwise, and I want to make it 2 years regardless, whether it's FY16 and 17 or 17 and 18.
Still 75, or are you talking about it being more than that?
Could potentially be less.
Could potentially be less per year? I'm trying to get
less
total.
Less total.
Okay. But definitely less per year. So if we split it in 2 years,
If we did any of it in 16, I'd say 20,000.
And then come back
and then
with
the
55
in seven.
But that sounds like a good cost saving measure, so let's just say that's something we have on.
Any final questions on the CFP? So I will track the budget hearings as they go forward, budget, and then be tweaking this and then bring this back probably the week following the board's action on the budget.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Oh yeah, absolutely.
It's turning bigger than we ever thought it was
going to
be. I mean, it's a good thing. It gives us multiple bites of the apple in terms of talking about this stuff and gives multiple voices on it. But as you see from what Leanne is bringing back now, there have still been things that we've missed for whatever reason, because traditionally it didn't ever flow through like this. Now we're starting to pull it all together.
The other thing I handed was
Thanks,
it's a strategy. This is just what I don't really want to discuss today. This is my current communications plan. But for this next calendar year, did I not leave one, Lucy, up there? I got others here too. Just a list of strategies, and then there are sub projects under each of these strategies that tried to tackle last year through the communications plan. If you have any ideas or any changes that you want made, please let me know. Like in the next couple weeks, I'll be bringing this early February to the board, to the communications plan. Just an FYI. 15 and 16 Leadership Nevada, that's done. We won't do that next year. And then 16 Box City Festival is actually probably done altogether. I think the school district has chosen, Nevada School District has chosen not to incorporate that in multi-age curriculum anymore. I know if we have requests for Box City, I can run it through planning and development and do it that way.
Question for you and Rick. Last year when you went with the Ames Chamber to D.C., we had some information as it impacted Story County.
Mm-hmm.
Are we contemplating something very similar? I don't know whether you're going to go again this year, but my question is when I'm in D.C. in February, I'll be meeting with our congressional delegation through the ISAC group. Is there potentially anything that we want to put on in front of them on the radar to be thinking about that they might hear about later on?
Well, yeah, so I would say there's two components of that. One, we've got the state of the county coming up on the 16th. I think you're doing that today. Week from today, so we'll have something from that. And then the second thing is, I would imagine that Leanne will work with Drew again this year to put together legislative priorities, and as it relates to the county, which would be incorporated in the chamber's annual trip. I'm not sure, Wayne, about the timing, how that impacts the timing of you going out.
I can follow up with Drew and see.
Sure.
I mean, I think that was. I worked on that in March of last year, March and April.
Because, a couple years ago when we were talking about the controversy between Central Iowa Water and that, it was still brought up. We used that meeting to kind of highlight that this is an ongoing issue. And at that time, I think there was some discussion about the land swap through conservation that Latham was involved with. Was kind of added to be on the agenda. So in some cases, it's just, again, having staff and those representatives recognizing that there are things that Story County is interested in, because one of the things that happens is that each of us are asked if there are things that are particularly important in our county that we want to add, we can do that. And so I've usually tried to be mindful of those type of things, and it'd be nice if we had it in a short little script that you could hand it to them in addition to that. That was my reason for waiting up.
I'll touch base with Drew and then work with you too, and if it's just a fact sheet that you take this time.
We'll still follow up and later that.
Then the only other thing I want to see if you want to touch on is kind of economic development items. Do you want to touch on that now, or do you want to go through that when the board goes through their budget? Because it's mostly through countywide.
Yeah, it's mostly through countywide. Yeah, I want to talk about it. Do we want to go through it today? We can while you're here.
Yeah, I mean, it's up to you.
Because I'm not... I think I got everything put where I needed to, but I wanted to double check on that because... You and I have different line items for stuff, and I'm like, oh, this is where I've been paying for it from, so I don't think it comes out of here.
Sorry.
So let's just go to page, let's start with local option sales tax, page 33. And I did not put that in the...
I'm going to borrow this. It's not in here?
Yes, and there, okay. The written document that you have in front of you, I incorporated into... This, I did not put that in separate.
Oh, yeah, I remember. This is just my working thing. What page did you say?
33.
Sorry, I don't. I was just looking on the computer for the budget.
Okay, so out of local option sales tax dollars, I put in there... $10,000 for small community economic development paid back. I guess that word.
Sod.
For next year. And there's $10,000 for this year.
You can decrease this year's by $6,000, make it $4,000 for this current fiscal year. We've already awarded it, and the max we're going to be giving out is $4,000.
So $6,000.
So why did we estimate it change at four?
$4,000, yep.
Okay.
And $10,000 for next year.
Okay.
Correct. And then under economic development, I put $135,000 economic development group. It's $100,000 this year. That's the amount that the group comes to us and says, this is how I want to distribute the funds.
Okay.
Did you put an additional 35 or something there?
They have asked that the board consider additional funding.
And one of the board members has asked that they rewrite their organizational documents before we commit any further dollars.
And I think there's a meeting in a couple weeks. And so just everyone knows, I and Drew and Ethan took a stab at rewriting the bylaws and the guidelines. The bylaws and guidelines, program guidelines. And I've sent that to the chair of the Story County Economic Development Group, and I'm waiting to hear back.
So it's a group that has really, really done a nice job as they were formed 20 whatever years ago. There are some cobwebs and dust in the way they operate. There's an opportunity for it to really, I think, become something substantial. To me, this is an opportunity for us to discuss what that looks like and if we're going to put more money into it, if it does become something more than it currently is.
And the additional funding request from the group is to do more help with the smaller communities on community building and community development, kind of planning and development.
Which I think we're already doing.
And did you have an opportunity to follow up or contact SERPA? You know, that's exactly
the
expertise that they can assess if it's approved. Now, currently, right now, it's been only 3 supervisors that's on that committee that have seen the value of that, and we've got to convince a few of the other city folks in SERPA to why that's somewhat important. So it hasn't been, you know, finalized, but I sat in on 3 meetings in regards to that, and I'm hopeful that we're going to be successful this next time around in explaining the overall benefit and value. And that's why, if we can say that we know that this city and this community don't have the expertise, they need this type of assistance. These are some of the things that they're looking at trying to develop over a period of time. It will make it a lot more palatable for people to buy into it rather than just basically saying, well, we know people might need it type of thing. Okay, go ahead.
You have a question?
No.
Okay, so now I think that covers what's in local option sales tax that we previously funded in local option sales tax. So now if you go to page 45, the county development plan, I don't think, I'm just going to say this because I think that I want to make sure I'm right. That's completed.
It is completed. I don't know, or it will be completed at the end of the fiscal year.
Yeah, so FY16 is the last time I show expense.
I don't know if there'll be, if Jerry is thinking that he'll want consultants to come help with the implementation of it or not. I mean, that would be.
And we can have that conversation when Jerry's here. My understanding from my conversation with him was we're done. We're good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think the recommendations are coming forth are things that staff can implement successfully.
And then we go down to the middle where it says economic development has got home-based Iowa contract, workforce development, reload grants, and amount contracted for small communities for economic development assistance. Everybody know where I'm at?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I think the home-based Iowa and the workforce development are
They're the same.
Thing.
Yeah, so you can take the home-based Iowa contract out.
Okay.
And just have the workforce development contract. That's with so we have 2 contracts with AEDC. We have for Drew, which is the small communities, the $85,000, and then we have the workforce development contract, which is the home-based Iowa component, and that's $30,000.
Okay.
And so those are currently the 2 we have, and okay. I would anticipate those amounts staying consistent for next fiscal year. I haven't heard anything different from Dan. I don't know if you have, Rick.
I've got a meeting at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, and I'll ask the question, but I think it's just 30. I don't think it's 30 and 25. And then I've got a question on the reload grants. We really going to spend $5,000 this year?
I haven't heard of any.
I've
had a real estate agent who is works for the National Guard that has found a couple people he thinks will move to Story County.
Okay.
So I don't know. This is the first time we've had it since what, May of last year, that anyone's even reached out to me.
Right. But we spent $0.
Yes,
zero.
So this is really for relocation veterans.
This is a veteran.
$2,500 relocation.
If they come to Story County, buy a home outside of Ames.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
With the Story County Bank.
With the Story County Bank.
So I don't know.
And it was part of the whole home-based Iowa program. One of the incentives that we drew out there and working with the governor to become that. But I don't, at this point anyway, I haven't seen anything
that leads me to believe that. I don't have an application. I just actually, it was right before Christmas that this real estate agent contacted me. And he lives in Ames, works in Ankeny, and has like the southern Story County territory for real estate.
But we wouldn't, but the, you know, we wouldn't necessarily have to remove that.
It's a question.
It's
a swag number.
Right.
And so I think the 10,000 is a reasonable swag number. 5,000 might, for the rest of this year, might even be reasonable. I just haven't heard of anything coming from
the kids. Have they had it the other time?
I think we're one of a handful of counties that do relocate. I know Green County has an enormous participation, right?
They actually have really utilized it.
And I think the delay might have been we haven't really marketed it that much because we were waiting on AEDC to get the individual on board. They had some turnover there. And So I'll be interested to see how strongly this guy markets it.
Well, I actually really like it. It's a realtor from Ankeny that's inquiring about it. So if somebody's picking between a home in Polk and a home in Story, we want them in Story if at all possible. If there's some kind of little incentive, we can do that straight.
Okay. So are there restrictions on how often or how long they have to offer this program? I mean, do we want somebody to use it this year? Do we have to continue it next year?
It's just a program that the board adopted.
Yeah, the board can do away with it at any point.
Yeah. It's not a requirement of Homebase Iowa.
Okay.
The requirement of Homebase Iowa is simply we adopt a resolution that we're a Homebase Iowa community. We put up the signage, which has been done. We have a certain percentage of local businesses committing to be a Homebase Iowa business. I think those are the three criteria.
The three criteria. The unwritten criteria is that local government should have some kind of skin in the game, some kind of offer out there indicating their support more than just signage. So that's where that came from.
Okay, so the next slide is the funding for small communities. Make sure I'm right on that. I show the re-estimated FY16 is 72,279.
I'm still so confused on what that is, too. What line that is. What comes out of that? That's the technical assistance for communities that we've done.
Uh-huh.
And what else comes out of that?
Whatever you guys have, they have, like, some of those projects that are under, didn't have to be a small community under, like,
that's the technical assistance.
I mean, I can run the line item for you and show you what I think that's come out of it. This is money that the board has designated for this purpose.
Okay.
So when I say the budget's 95.1, that means that's what is left of
whatever
we've spent and had gone in there from the 33%
of the 50%. Absolutely. I think I finally get it.
But help me with what are the policies we put in place doesn't necessarily say that we're absolutely going to spend the 33. It was intended more on the other side to say at least 33% of the remainder was going to go back into general. But we can do more than that. We don't have, because this says 95 doesn't mean we have to spend 95.
No.
And
that's what we have that's available according to the calculation.
Okay.
I designate those dollars, or I assign those dollars in the ending fund balance for that purpose.
Okay.
But no, there's nothing.
Yeah, see, I would feel the other way about the 33% that's supposed to just go back to the general fund. I think that is a hard and fast number. We better not be dipping into that.
Right.
I don't feel like this one's a hard and fast number.
No.
What do we have? What have we spent currently this fiscal year?
72. I'm looking at your spreadsheet this week.
And it should be, yeah, it should be right there.
So we asked for it.
We have spent nothing. And we spent $20,000 2 years ago, we spent $11,000 last year, and we've spent nothing this year.
And I don't think we'll spend anything through the... You guys made the decision not to do the technical assistance to communities this current fiscal year, and maybe not even next fiscal year. I mean, that's a decision you make on a yearly basis.
If there's no, what was the main request for it this year?
There were a couple.
Well,
yeah, but
they quite not the threshold.
Right. So we can reestimate that to zero. Is that what I'm hearing?
We can reestimate that to zero, and then that'll just be in the fund balance for other purposes. That'll be assigned in fund.
Good.
So is that the 72 you're referring to?
Yep.
Okay.
At least I think I finally get it. I think I finally understand that. I finally understand TIF this year. I finally understand that.
There you go. There's a lot of side calculation on this whole little mess that they got.
You're welcome.
So Lisa has to stop and think about it too.
Good.
And then.
He's young.
I know, right? The only other thing that I'm just going to comment right now, and you know, you guys have approved in the next line item, the urban renewal projects, you have approved that $405,000 for FY17.
Okay.
And I listed what those projects were. That $155,275 for trail planning, I budgeted it here, which is where it needs to come out of, I think. And after our conversation today, I see that he also budgeted in his budget, so we will take that $155,000 out and of his and lower it. Okay, that's why I'm here.
The only question I had, I didn't know where the community building was coming out of.
The community building?
The Nevada community building.
Okay. If you look down below to, at the very bottom of that page, actually, 4-H Fair.
Oh, okay. There it is.
County contribution to the Story County Fair. When I read the description of what needs to be paid for out of there, it includes any improvements. So I went ahead and put $89,000 in my re-estimated expenses for this year because we already said we were going to give them $49,000.
Right.
And then I put $89,000 in it for next year, assuming $49,000 and then $40,000.
40 plus 49.
Right. But we might move the 40 forward to this year, so FY16 could get re-estimated to 129, and that would mean that 17 would go back to 49 or whatever we've got to do. We need to talk through with the libraries and the Historical Society and the fair. What are we doing?
Right. But that's where it's happening.
Okay. Right, that makes sense.
Okay. Is there anything else you can think of that we need to talk about?
Good job. I like having this conversation first.
Well, Claire, I have a few things.
Okay. This is a different language in a lot of ways. You get your mind back around. Or starts to get your mind back around. We're animal control, what time?
11.
11.